The next item on the agenda is Albert Williams. Tracy Day.
Yes, sir. I expect this one to be brief. Kathy, can we go slides, please? Thank you. This item is consideration of Mr. Williams' failure to comply with the Commission's June 27, 2006 directive to remove four unauthorized pilings placed within Willoughby Bay in the city of Norfolk. Been about 6 months, so I'll just briefly remind the Commission what was discussed then and what was decided. Mr. Williams' property is located on Willoughby Bay, just inside of Interstate 64. The Commission considered Mr. Williams' request at that time to construct a pier and boathouse. The Commission also considered at that time at June 27th meeting four piles, which were driven between Mr. Williams and his neighbor, Mr. Warren's property, within the water, but here, between the two riparian areas. At the time, the Commission directed Mr. Williams to remove those pilings, located on the property line extended. Pilings were removed within 60 days. To date, they have not been removed. Mr. Williams filed a notice of appeal to initiate a court review of the Commission's June 27th decision, which granted him authorization to construct a pier, but not in the alignment which he requested, rather in an altered alignment. His notice of appeal did not specifically mention that he was appealing the removal order. Furthermore, Mr. Williams has apparently not elected to pursue this appeal since the petition for appeal was not filed with the court, which is the next step after the notice. Mr. Williams has recently submitted survey information in an attempt to show that he owns property landward and channelward of a paper street, Willoughby Bay Avenue, and that he is, in fact, a riparian property owner. The extent of his riparian area remains currently unknown. As installed, the pilings are not part of any existing pier and would not have been considered part of a pier that was previously authorized by the Commission. In addition, their location appears to present a navigational hazard for boats that would be using the authorized pier for Mr. Warren, the neighboring property. This is Mr. Warren's property here. You may recall during the June Commission meeting you considered pier requests for both neighbors, Mr. Williams and Mr. Warren. Both gentlemen were protesting each other's piers at the time. The Commission's decision back then, just to remind you, was that both gentlemen were required to place their piers and boathouses in the center of their properties. Kathy, lights, please. In summary, since Mr. Williams has failed thus far to remove the pilings in contradiction to the Commission's directive, staff recommends that the matter be immediately referred to the Attorney General's office for appropriate enforcement action. Mr. Bowman, I would let you know that Mr. Williams is not available. He also is out of town traveling for the holidays. His brother is here to speak for him.
Any questions from Trace or of Tracy by the Commission? I have one.
Yes, sir.
You had any dialogue with Mr. Williams during the interim as to why they have not been removed or what his plans are or any time frame for removal?
Yes, sir. Would you like me to address that or would you like
I'd like for you to address, since he's not here. The next best evidence rule is for you to tell me what you heard from him.
Yes, sir. From my conversations with Mr. Williams and with his attorney, Carl Eason, we had a conference call, was that the Mr. Williams, now that he's brought forth his survey, which he feels presents evidence that he is, in fact, a riparian property owner. In June, staff was proceeding under the assumption that he was not due to the paper street. Since then, additional information has come to light. Based on the new survey where he feels it shows he is a riparian property owner, he intends to go ahead and pursue a riparian apportionment. He was waiting until he had exhausted that option because if these pilings are proven to be within his riparian area, he would like staff to then reconsider our recommendation as to whether they be removed or not.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions to follow up?
What does he want to do with these pilings? It's not part of the pier that he had planned to build.
I don't exactly know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks, sir.
Mr. Williams' brother here. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
You raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do.
Go ahead.
My name is Richard Williams. I'm the brother of Albert Williams. And I'm here. I got the letter from y'all about this, and I called his attorney, Mr. Carl Easton, and he asked me to come in front of the board and ask for a continuation to my brother's back in the country. To answer about the pilings that the man asked, they were originally, we came over here and asked if there was any problem with putting mooring poles out, and they said there was no permit needed to put mooring poles out, and they were put down for mooring poles for the...
Who told you? Who said that?
The agency over here. There was no permit needed for mooring poles or boat lifts.
Well, that's news to me because
we came over here and asked permission before we put them down.
Tracy?
It's been a long, long, drawn-out thing.
Well, let's do this. When did Mr. Williams decide that he was going to leave the country?
Well, they scheduled a cruise. It's on a cruise a year ago.
A year?
He's been in constant contact with Tracy West.
Mr. Josephson?
The commission can certainly, if it wants to, entertain a continuance until Mr. Williams is present, but what is before you is a potential referral to the Office of the Attorney General for Enforcement, and that is a decision for you to make. And if you want to hear some more information about your previous decision and why it hasn't been complied with, you're certainly entitled to do so, but you're not required to hear either Mr. Williams or Mr. Williams' brother in making that decision as to whether or not you go forward with a recommendation to ask the Attorney General to enforce something you decided 6 months ago.
Okay. Well, my only concern was from, as I sit here, was from a fundamental fairness perspective to see if there was anything extenuating. And I've come to the conclusion after the last response that there is nothing extenuating. I do think that's when I ask those questions, that's where, in all due respect, that's where I was coming from. But I think the timing of that comment was appropriate, and I think at this point that the matter is before the commission. Mr. Schick.
I move that we approve staff recommendation and move forward with action.
Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. It's been referred to the Attorney General's office. Mr. Eason knows the procedure well to get in touch with the Attorney General's office to mediate, mitigate, and otherwise be involved in the proceedings as they go along.
So let me understand, it doesn't make any difference that the decision was made to remove these poles under false, that he did not have repairing rights, and now he does?
Well,
can I respond to that? I'm not aware of any riparian right to erect mooring piles out in the water in the absence of access to navigable waters.
Well, like I said, we came over here to get permission to put them down, and we got it. And we put them down. But the whole thing to remove the pilings was under, he didn't have the repairing rights, and now he does.
No, that wasn't the issue back then. And Mr. Eason can get in touch with me if he needs to.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Let's see. The next item that we're going to have before lunch, Mr. Grab, we had an add-on item.
That's correct. My letter dated December 19th commissioner received a request from actually Troutman and Sanders on behalf of the Gracie and Scott family, and it relates to not specifically the appeal or the subaqueous application, although they're tied in, but to the commission's staff's directive to remove the derelict pilings from the structure by letter dated November 2nd. We gave them 60 days.